Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
All right, it is seeming increasingly likely day by day that Donald Trump has legitimate plans to go boots on the ground in Iran, or at the very least, take Karg Island right off the coast. Multiple Republican lawmakers are beginning to slam the administration over this plan, or I guess their lack of plan, and how cloudy things are while we're actively mobilizing thousands of troops to the Middle East, thousands of sailors, over 1,000 82nd Airborne Division members. Donald Trump is asking for $200 billion to continue this war, all the while saying that he's won and that it's over. We're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Any of you catch the CNN debate that I did last night or that I posted this morning, I think it's one of the best yet. Make sure you go check it out. And before we jump into the Republicans criticizing Trump, just to back up from the most fundamental level, yes, this war is bothersome because of the human cost, because of the monetary cost. Yes, this war is bothersome because it's illegal and unconstitutional. But just from a very basic fundamental level, I think we all need to be talking more about the fact that it's bothersome because the United States people, the citizens in the United States, should have their interests represented by the war and should be able to have a choice in our foreign policy. It is so incredibly undemocratic to run on one thing, then pull the rug from the American people and enact a war, multiple wars, enact regime change, and then potentially go boots on the ground when the American people never had any damn say in the first place. The American people should at least have a say before we go to war. It is the job of the president, of the secretary of defense, of the people around the president to provide an explanation to the American people as to why we're going to war, why we're going boots on the ground, why we're asking for hundreds of billions of dollars of our taxpayer money. We haven't gotten a good explanation. Even top Republicans are saying this. Let me lay out the sequence of events. We learned a few hours ago that fresh out of a new Iran briefing, the HASC chair, Mike Rogers, a Republican, a deep Republican, that's the House Armed Service Committee chair, Mike Rogers, criticized the Department of Defense for not giving lawmakers more info. Quote, "We want to know more about what's going on, what the options are, and why they're being considered," he said. "We're just not getting enough answers." These are Republicans saying this. Then Conor O'Brien says, a little bit later, Senate Armed Service Chair Roger Wicker, this is a different guy, asked about what the other Roger said about not getting enough info on Iran, and he said, quote, "Let me put it this way. I can see why he might have said that." So now we have Republican lawmakers who are basically backing up what I was saying during my debate last night, that this administration is all over the place. One day we've won, one day we're still negotiating, the next day we have to keep inflicting maximum damage because they're almost about to be defeated. But all the while we're saying we've destroyed their Navy and their military, the Strait of Hormuz still cannot be open. The United States not only is not able to send ships through, but can't even escort ships through. Like, we aren't even attempting to escort allied ships through the Strait of Hormuz because Trump, Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, as much as they lie, they all understand deep down that that would be a suicide mission. No allied ships are being allowed through the Strait of Hormuz. What does that say about how much we've quote-unquote won? It's also worth pointing out that when people claim it's a huge win that we took out their Air Force, their Air Force is like ancient. You can look it up. Their Air Force is like 40 to 50 years old. One of our planes could run laps around it. It's not a threat. When they say that we've taken out their Navy is like incredibly obsolete and old and shitty. It's not a win that we just took out a country's military and radicalized them more. It is not a win that we took out the 86-year-old with cancer, Khamenei, and replaced him with his 30-year younger son. That's not a win. But to continue here, at least three congressional Republicans, including chairs of House and Senate Armed Services, are hinting strongly that a ground operation in Iran is planned and could potentially be underway soon. I want to be very clear on the show. We don't know yet what the plan is. Donald Trump's quote-unquote plan changes on a whim. I don't even know if he has one. So it could turn out in 1 week that this does not happen, that it goes a different way. But according to the intelligence we have right now, and according to the way that congressional Republicans are speaking, it seems like there is going to be a boots-on-the-ground operation. And I'll explain in one moment what that could look like. But this is where the really interesting one comes out. Around noon today, Representative Nancy Mace says, "Just walked out of a House Armed Services briefing on Iran. Let me repeat. I will not support troops on the ground in Iran, even more so after this briefing." I mean, she seems to be implying something pretty heavily there. Then she goes on a tweeting spree. We're reading this from the bottom to the top. So the first one says, "Just walked out of the House Services briefing on Iran. I will not support boots on the ground." Then she says, "I will not support sending South Carolina's sons and daughters to war in Iran. I won't do it. President Trump has been enormously successful so far." I don't know about that. "But we cannot allow the Washington war machine to turn Iran into another Iraq." That is exactly what is happening. The same people who cheered on the invasion of another country that started with the letters IRA, they are now more than happy to go on Fox News and cheer on the invasion of another country named IRA, this time Iran. Nancy Mace said, "Washington's war machine is hard at work. They are trying to drag us into Iran and make it another Iraq. We can't let them." It's weird because I've been saying on the show for the past few weeks that we're experiencing a form of mission creep. Mission creep is when the size, scope, and scale of the original mission expands, and then before you know it, you're still there for years. But it's actually different now. This is not just mission creep. This is like mission inversion. Basically, whatever the hell the original mission was has been completely sidetracked by our new mission, which is to fix the fuck up of the first mission by opening the Strait of Hormuz. So just imagine this. We go into whatever the operation was and we mess it up so bad that we now have a new mission to fix that first F up. It's like not just mission creep, it's mission inversion at this point. And really quickly, I urge all of you to be using the internet in a safe manner. Most people don't realize that their email is the backbone of their digital identity. Your bank, your jobs, your passwords, all of your accounts likely connect back to your email. It's how the internet recognizes you. And with most providers, your email inbox can actually be watched. Messages can be scanned, AI tools can be used to track your behavior, certain links can be embedded in the email that are invisible. That is why I like what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail makes sure that your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can track you. There are no ads, no scanning of your messages. And if email is the foundation of your digital life, there should be a strong foundation that is private. So try Proton for free by using my link, proton.me/Adam Mockler. You can find the link below. One more time, try Proton Mail for free. Use proton.me/Adam Mockler or click the link in the description. Thank you all. Thank you to Proton. Here's what Caroline Leavitt had to say about this. I may make a whole video about her press conference a little later tonight. If you want to see that, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're getting very close to 2 million subscribers, so thank you all, genuinely. Here's Caroline Leavitt.
"President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell. Iran should not miscalculate again. Their last miscalculation cost them their senior leadership, their Navy, their Air Force, and their air defense system. Any violence beyond this point will be because the Iranian regime refused to understand they have already been defeated and refused to come to a deal."
What Any violence beyond this point will be because they refuse to understand they've already been defeated. So they're not fully defeated because there's still a war going on. What do you mean? If there's still violence going on, then there hasn't been a defeating of the enemy yet. What I think people need to understand is that this is not Venezuela. Donald Trump thought that if you decapitate the head, the rest of the body will fall in line. That is not what we're seeing here. Iran is not Venezuela. The reality with Iran is that the IRGC, which is their military that is very radical and is willing to die till the very last one to protect their country, they are heavily embedded within the institutions of the country. You can't just kill one person. You can't just take out an old Navy force. You can't just bomb an Air Force from 50 years ago and say, the regime is gone. You can't just take out the 86-year-old leader and say, the regime is gone. The reality is, IRGC members, when they retire, become deeply embedded within the banking system, within the educational systems, within the college systems, within institutions, governments. The IRGC retirees, people know who they are. They know that these people are radical and they've done terrible, terrible things. So they're so deeply embedded into the system that you can't really get it out without a ground war. Now, Trump has also floated the idea of securing Karg Island, which is a small island off the coast of Iran that controls a lot of the oil flow. But in order to get there, you have to go through the Strait of Hormuz. And I don't even know how. Just a boots-on-the-ground operation would be so incredibly disastrous and would cost a lot of lives. Here's Jesse Ventura talking about this. I think he summarized it very, very well. The former governor of Minnesota, of course.
Well, here's how I feel about it. There's a simple thing in, as a leader, and you know this having been in the military, Trump wouldn't know it because he's a draft-dodging coward. But anyway, it's this. A war is justified if you're willing to send your kids. Because how can you send somebody else's kids to a war if you won't send your own? So I'm calling right now for Barron Trump, Donald Trump's son. You know, after all, he's had three wives, he's had kids by each wife, and nobody's ever served in the military. To my knowledge, a Trump in the last 100 years has never done military service. Well, Barron, you can change that. Enlist in the United States military right now. Do something your father didn't have the courage to do. Do something your father didn't have the patriotism to do. I want to see a Trump in the military. Everybody in my family has served, so I think I can say that with all due confidence. Come on, Trumps. Don't just reap the benefits of this free world. Somebody put on the uniform, and that's you, Barron. And I heard the excuse that Barron might be too tall. David Robinson served on active duty. He was 7 feet tall before he ever went to the San Antonio Spurs basketball team.
Draft Barron. Draft Nick Shirley. Draft Nick Fuentes. Draft Benny Johnson. Draft all of these people immediately.
David Robinson went to the United States Navy Military Academy. He's one of my officers, not directly, but he would have been.
I also want to show you Donald Trump in the Oval Office while Pete Hegseth was speaking. He looks really bad. I'm not always commenting on his health because I think his policies speak for themselves, but you can see his face slightly drooping. While his hand is very, very swollen at the bottom. Look at that. Both of his hands are swollen. They have makeup covering them. I mean, he is really just not looking too solid nowadays. To continue here, he said back in January, we're not afraid of going boots on the ground.
President, does the U.S. running the country mean that U.S. troops will be on the ground? How will that work?
Well, you know, they always say boots on the ground. Oh, so we're not afraid of boots on the ground if we have to have. We had boots on the ground last night. At a very high level, actually. We're not afraid of it. We don't mind saying it, but we're going to make sure that that country is run properly. We're not doing this in vain. This is a very dangerous attack. This is an attack that could have gone very, very badly. We could have lost a lot of people last night. We could have lost a lot of dignity. We could have lost a lot of equipment. The equipment is less important, but we could have lost a lot. And we're going to make sure that this is proper.
So Donald Trump is repeatedly threatening to go boots on the ground. And I think it's worth just reading between the lines of what Nancy Mace is saying here, just walked out of a House Armed Services briefing on Iran. Let me repeat, I will not support troops on the ground, even more so after this briefing. They've compared Karg Island being invaded to Iwo Jima, where 6,800 U.S. troops died. Republicans keep going on Fox News and putting their foot in their mouth. It's like these 86-year-old Republicans like Lindsey Graham go on Fox News and say, I want everyone's sons and daughters to go to war, except for my family and my immediate surrounding family. Just so incredibly despicable. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.